Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and Dave Dickey is back from the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa, with our pre-opening report this morning. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Indeed, I am back from Amana, and it was a wonderful week, and it should be a great agricultural e-letter this weekend based on all the conversations I had this week with the movers and shakers of the market all across the fairgrounds at the Farm Progress Show in Amana. If you want to sign up for that Ag e-letter so you know what's going on in the markets, you can do so at willoag.org. Just page down to the place where it says subscribe to the Ag e-letter. Cash hog prices today are called generally steady in the western Corn Belt and flat to weak in the eastern half of the region, and what is expected to be a very light volume trade to end the week and ahead of the Labor Day holiday on Monday. Terminals called steady to untested. Peoria is steady today with a price of $44 on the top. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 31st, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 12,834. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $59 to $69.59. The weighted average was $66.79, a loss of $1.25 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.82 to $56.77, and the weighted average was $53.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,221. The base price range, $61 to $70. The weighted average, $67.51, a gain of 7 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.61 to $55.26, and the weighted average was $51.15.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. And the agricultural forecast, of course, we're really concerned about the East Coast right now with Ernesto moving its way northward. More on that. Let's go ahead and talk about the Midwest. Scattered showers and of light intensity occurred Thursday and from central Indiana into southern Ohio, about a quarter inch in some places. Most places didn't receive that much from the showers that moved on through. A little bit of rain here in central Illinois, generally about a trace to at the most a tenth of an inch from some of the showers that passed through over the last 24 hours. Well, what is going to happen across the area, of course, Ernesto will hit eastern sections, mainly Ohio into Michigan, with some light rain expected from that, as the main storm track has now been pushing a little bit further eastward than was previously expected and will continue to track into the northeastern U.S. As far as the biggest rain event for the associated with an upper-level low-pressure system that will be moving across the central plains and western Corn Belt over the next couple of days, actually from western Corn Belt, talking about Nebraska and the Dakotas, will be spreading into the Midwest by early part of next week, bringing about a half inch of rain to some places. Some places could get a little bit more than that. The greatest rain threat will be for Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where some locally heavy amounts are possible, some slower-moving thunderstorms. Because this system is once again going to be broke off from the jet stream, most of the energy will be pushed up into Canada, and it's just sort of going to slowly work its way across the Midwest. And that's going to be the main weather feature for next week, and it's expected to gradually fill and weaken over the area and just keeping us cloudy and relatively cool for this time of year. But that will help allow corn crop and some of the other crops of soybeans to help fill them and fill the pods and fill the ears of corn and basically begin its maturation process. And that would be into next week as well. As far as the precipitation amounts with this system, generally a half inch at the most in most places across Iowa, and some of that will spread into Illinois as well as parts of Missouri, northern Missouri, over the next couple of days. The second week forecast, still looking at a few cool fronts to move across the region and some associated rainfall with those, still expected to be on the light side. But we could see some definite cooling trend as far as the temperatures go over the next couple of weeks. As far as the U.S. Delta and the southeast goes, we're looking at, of course, the biggest problem with Ernesto moving its way northward. Highlights there causing some flooding problems for Virginia and on into the north and South Carolina, where up to 10 inches of rain has already fallen, and those amounts will be continuous all the way up through parts of Pennsylvania and northward. Cotton could be troublesome, and some of the soybeans that grow there could be considerably damaged over the southeast and some fields where some of the heaviest rain continues to fall. The outlook down for the southeast, continued drying trend for much of the Delta region, but wet along the southeastern portion of the U.S., mainly Georgia, on northward through the Carolinas with some scattered showers and occasional thunderstorms. And that's a look at the agricultural growing forecast. Let's go back to Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay. In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 473, down 2¾. Last trade down 2¾. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 401.5, down 2½. Last trade down 2½. December 420¾, down 1¼. Last trade down 2. September corn opened at 231.5, down a half. Last trade down 1. December 247¾, down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. March 262.5, down a quarter. Last trade down a half. May 271.5, down a half. Last trade down 1. July 281, down a half. Last trade down 1. December, the red line, 296.5, down a half. Last trade down a half. September beans opened at 542, down a quarter, last trade up 1¼. Novies, 551.5, down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. January, 569, down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. March, 580.5, up a half, last trade up a quarter. Make that up 2, excuse me. October soybean meal opened at 159.80, up 80, last trade up 80. October 25.32 unchanged, and last trade unchanged, that in the oil contract.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Vince Renicki of Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I was at the Farm Progress Show all week, and maybe I need to do that more often because the rally in the market that we did see this past week, particularly in that wheat market, where now, if you look at Kansas City wheat, we're close to the 50-day moving average. But on the other hand, Vince, it's a long 3-day weekend, and I don't know if traders would want to push it that hard today.
You know, that's the truth, Dave. Long weekends tend not to be good for markets, at least, you know, as far as they'll stop a move one way or the other, it seems like. And so they can be rally or whatever you want to say, killers sometimes. But I don't know. It just depends. You're starting to hear some early yield information on corn, you know, from the southern part of the state, which perhaps is a little on the positive or mixed side, you know, so that positive for the yields, positive to mix for the yields, which might, you know, be good or bad at this point for the market. So, but, you know, you mentioned wheat. I think that wheat certainly has been strong, as everybody has noted. Weather has been a major reason, not weather here, but weather overseas. The weather really in the U.S. has been conducive for decent wheat growing. You know, we've had some moisture finally, so we can get some wheat planted out west, et cetera, this fall, and at least get it germinated up and growing. So, you know, when you talk about wheat, you have to recognize that obviously there's a lot of wheat growing in the rest of the world, and that's what's really the question at this point, plus some fund participation. You know, wheat should be interesting. I think, you know, you look at the wheat market as far as calls this morning. You know, you got to be looking at what happened last night. You know, deliveries were kind of heavy too, so that's going to weigh on the market. But you know, looking at down a couple in the wheat market isn't anything out of the realm of what should happen this morning. And corn, you know, like I said, you're going to start seeing some harvest pressure at some point. I know there's some guys talking about starting next week. However, our weather hasn't been terribly conducive to dry down, so with that in mind, we'll see how that goes. But I think, you know, going into a long weekend, seeing us at least start on the minus side here today in corn is probably pretty likely. We'll see how that goes. But I think we'll open maybe down a half to a penny in corn this morning. And then when you look at beans, I think that's anybody's guess. And we've had really good weather for beans in the last 2 weeks, I should say, minus this week. But honestly, it's really a mystery at this point, and until we get another 3 weeks down the road, we'll probably not know. So let's look at the bean market being up a little bit here this morning, just really following overnights, and hope that the pressure in the corn and wheat don't spill over into the beans.
Just a very quick yes or no question. Do you think next week that the corn market will test the gap left over from the August report?
If we don't see it today, I think we could definitely do it next week. I mean, I think that's what we're running up against, and I think that, we'll see that happen.
Thank you very much, Vince. Vince Renicke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.